Yo, you are now tuning in with the Life by Taylor, the podcast channel that helps you become the best version of yourself. That's right. Check it out.
So today I'm going to be giving you one simple tip to overcome your anger instantly. Why do we usually get angry? We usually get angry because someone is going against or saying something that goes against something that you believe in. Now, this is where we go wrong, because whatever you believe is right is what you believe is right. It's not what someone else believes is right. People have different standards, different ideologies, different cultural backgrounds, different morals, different socioeconomic backgrounds, and this makes people think completely different. So how can we get angry at someone because they think differently to us? They have a completely different justification for what they've said or done in their mind than you did. Just because you think something is right or wrong doesn't mean it's right or wrong. That's just how you've been conditioned to think. This person has been conditioned to think completely different to you, or even a little bit different to you. So how can you get angry at them because they're different to you? Always try to see the other side of things. There's always two sides. There's never just one correct or right way. That's the first step to overcoming your anger, is just understanding that. But the actual tip is to never make assumptions. If you control yourself and stop making assumptions about things, you will overcome your anger and your sadness. We make assumptions that everyone sees the world the way we do. We assume that people are the same as us when they're not. Everyone's completely different. The problem with making an assumption is that we actually believe it's true, but it's not true. It's an assumption. And what's the definition of assumption? Something that is accepted to be true without proof. So basically it's complete imagination. You're literally making up a story inside your head like a crazy person whenever you assume anything. That's what an assumption is. Don't ever assume that people know what you want or know what you're thinking, because they have no idea. How can someone know what you're thinking or what you're feeling? Whenever we make an assumption about something, we're asking for problems. So I just want to say a little bit of a story just to kind of get your head wrapped around the idea of what an assumption is and how it can affect you in a negative way. There was a story, and it was about a man who was on a train and he was going home after work or something. Another man came on with two kids, and the kids were going crazy on the train, just jumping, laughing, running around, creating a complete mess. And the dad, the father of the children, he's not paying any attention to the kids at all, and his kids are making a complete mess of the train. The guy who's telling the story, he's thinking in his head, he's getting really angry and fired up, thinking, why the hell is this man letting his kids run around the train like idiots? Why isn't he saying something? And he's getting really, really fired up, to the point where he convinces himself to tell the man off for not telling his kids off. So he says to the man, hey, have you not realized that your kids are going crazy around the train? Why aren't you stopping them? The man looks up a bit shocked and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry. He goes, we just left the hospital. My wife just died and I don't know how to explain to the kids that she's gone. So that's just like a little reality check, not to assume anything about anyone, because you never know what someone's going through or what their background is or their morals. So how do we not make assumptions? Because we can all agree that making assumptions is just bad. You convince yourself of something, you put yourself in a bad mindset, you make up stories in your mind, and you create this false reality in your mind where you're just creating so much suffering for yourself. So how do we not make assumptions? Ask questions. It's okay to ask questions. Build up the courage to ask questions and just clear things up. Once you ask, you know, and then you don't make assumptions. Also, so if we're making an assumption in our mind, that means we're creating an expectation. So we're creating a false expectation based off what we've literally made up in our mind. What happens when you make an expectation? You are literally setting yourself up for failure. So because you're attached to that expectation, that final outcome, which is something, that means you don't have something now, which means you're always lacking something, which means you always lose, which means you're always angry, always upset. If you're lacking something, that means you've got an empty void that needs to be filled, which means you don't have something now and you want something that's going to make you feel better or clear something up in your mind. So remove all expectations, don't make assumptions, and it's good to be conscious of it. Be aware that you can think like that, that you can change the way you see things, you can create another perspective, you can create less suffering for yourself in that instant when a situation comes up. So something comes up, you're feeling angry.
An example.
Oh, my friend never messages me anymore. She must hate me. I must have done something wrong. Shit. And then you play it over in your mind. Oh, maybe I did this. Was it that? This is what I did wrong. Shit, I'm not even gonna message her now. Blah, 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 blah. So what you can do is be conscious that you're thinking like that. Realize, oh shit, wait, I'm assuming stuff. I have no idea why she's angry at me. You know what? I'll just message her. Hey girl, what's up? You all good? Haven't heard from you for a while. Just wanna make sure everything's okay. Clear it up. And she'll be like, yeah, girl, all good. I've been really busy. I just got this new job. I've been traveling, blah, 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 blah. How are you? I'm coming back soon. Let's catch up. You can either assume things, make things a lot worse in your mind than they are, or you can just ask questions, find out. And if it is something wrong, if you did do something wrong, then talk about it, deal with it, work on it, make it better. Instead of making yourself suffer so much because of some shit that you just made up, literally just made up. That's my one tip to instantly overcoming anger. The rule, don't make assumptions, comes from the book, The Four Agreements, which I highly, highly, highly recommend reading. There's three other agreements in the book, which are amazing and really, really helped me along my journey. I definitely recommend it. It's my favorite book of all time. That's it, guys.